place, it remembers us the pastimes of that Krishna who lifted Govardhan and swept all the gold and all rivers. If anyone is serving so many demigods only for benefit, worldly benefit, they may have some false ego like Indra, Brahma, like others, but actually they are not giving the fruits. Krishna gives all the fruits. So why not surrendering to Krishna? Giriraj is not anything else, himself Krishna and the servant of Krishna both. But we will take benefit more if we think that Krishna is servant of Krishna. Giriraj is servant of Krishna. If Krishna, he cannot give some much thing, but if he is like a servant, he can give the love and affection for Ashra.
The abode.
He can give the love and affection in the guidance of gopis, he may give. But for Krishna it is very hard. Because Govardhan is also a part of, a manifestation of Radhika. Also. Not only Krishna. Though he was seen in Chaturbhuj, but really he is a servant. And he can give everything to anyone. Parmada madana lila kunda kandare kandare te rachyati namajunu dandamashmenna mandam itikil kalnatak laknakat taddayurme nijanikat nivasam dehi go vardhanam. Nijanikat nivasam dehi go. All the very secret pastimes of Krishna with gopis and especially with gopis. Oh, very beautiful kunj. Tamal kunja, Malati kunja, so many kunjas are there. Where tricky Krishna and gopis are making dance to Krishna, they are in the kunjas. So secret things that Govardhan is witness for this. And he can sprinkle his mercy to be like that, like gopis. There are Govardhan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Jamuna, Lalita Vishakha, Rupmanjari are. Only they are qualified to give. Sometimes they give some authority to Gopishwar Mahadev. He can contribute this. Vrinda Devi and Yogamaya is fully expert to give these things. That is why we serve Yogamaya, also Vrinda Devi, Giriraj Govardhan, best servant of Giriraj, like Haridas Varya, and Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, and Jamuna. They can give this thing. Otherwise, anyone cannot give this. So, this thing that shows that if you are serving Giriraj Govardhan, he is also witness like Jatraiva Krishna Vrishabhanu Putra Danang Grihetum Kalahang Vitene Sutesh Vihajat Mahatta Tahasi Govardhanu Me Dishatam Abhishtam. Krishna was taking dan from gopis, and gopis were quarreling, and they also took tax from Krishna also. They collected tax. And Krishna was bound to give. So there are so many things the witness is Govardhan. Tomorrow we will worship Govardhan Giriraj with so many preparations, and we will remind and worship Giriraj Govardhan. By this, Govardhan means be merciful to us, to sprinkle, that we may sometimes be the maid servant of Srimati Radha. Gaur Premanand.
And all these relationships which I have in this world, meaning my wife, my children, they are your servants. They are not my property. I have been engaged and given opportunity to bring them to your service. That's what I'm trying.
Also, any disciple is not property of Gurudev. All disciples are property of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. But now they are thinking, we are thinking, and that is why we are going to her. So we should not think like that.
And then in the next line he is saying, at least I have understood it theoretically, and now I am practicing it. He is saying, Sei to sambandh sabhe amara payar. I am endeavoring, I am practicing, that this is how I should train myself. This is how should I should train all the members, that they should serve you and they should understand that actually they are your servants. How all the other relationships in the society and wife and all other things which are related, they are yours. So when I am here, then I have to look after these things. These things does need some attention, some care. So I am simply a servant, a guard, a servant who is taking care of these things, protecting for your service, not for any other purpose, and what to say of for my enjoyment. And only for your purpose, just to fulfill this purpose, I also have to earn some money, so I do that. But I am very clear that not even one part or one cent of this money is meant for my enjoyment. I should use this money completely in this service so that they can all gradually endeavor and practice devotional service. And I also need to spend some money, and that is also in perfect harmony that it's being used for your service, to gradually come close to you.
If wife is not in Krishna consciousness, then what should we do? We should support her or not? If father is not in that line, no relation. Is a husband not chanting, remembering that, and he is thinking that I am not servant of eternal servant of Krishna, then no relation. So all our relation will depend this, that he is eternal servant of Krishna. And he is doing like that, then I should serve him totally. Otherwise, we can give up our Guru like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave up his Gurudev. Shukracharya, you know. All the gopis had left their husbands. You know. Bharat Maharaj, he left his mother quickly in a moment. When he knew that he is against Ram, at once. You know, Vibhishan, he left his brother, Raman. No? He was going to making a plan to quarrel with Ram. He left at once. So we see that all they have. So our all relations should be centralized on this service of Krishna Valli. If anyone, a person was very friend to me. I was saying that he has been initiated from Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. So I was very friendly terms to him. But when he came to me, he was renounced also. But quickly when he gave up all these things, no relation, no chanting, became like Mayabadi, he came to me in a friendly term, but I told that our friendship was only based on Krishna consciousness. So now if you are not following, no friendship at all. For a moment I have no relations with you. So our relation should be that if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness. Go on.
He says, "O Mahaprabhu, I am very low. I do not understand what is better for me. I am hearing, but yet because of my fallen condition, I am unable to understand. How shall I ascertain what is favorable for me, what is not favorable for me? But yet, I surrender everything on you, that you please take care of myself. And I am just a protector, a servant." He's reminding again and again himself about his eternal position. And he says, "Thus, all these senses which are engaged in this worldly activity, may, please, you take care of them. You take the reins of these senses. You are the controller. I am just like a puppet. So, give me that strength that these senses may not indulge in any other activity which is against the bhakti and for your pleasure," as Srila Gurudev has explained. Quickly, if any relationship is coming against, we have to give it up because Krishna has ordered. This is Srinagati and we must follow, then only we can practice. Then, "I shall not do anything for my sense pleasure, and everything I should dedicate for your service." Why? Because I understand your pleasure is the essence of all the pleasures for me. I know I can only be happy if I am able to please you. And we also heard in Bhagavatam other day, Jayatma Samprasindati. Happiness can only be derived if we are able to please Krishna. In this world also we see, if I make happy others, those who are very close to me, then I feel happy. But because these relationships are self-centered and within trust, we don't get satisfaction. But real satisfaction will come, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, if you are trying to please Srimad Mahaprabhu, if you are trying to please Nityananda Prabhu, if you are trying to please Krishna, Srimati Radhika, then by their pleasure, automatically, we will feel happiness. And that's the essence of Krishna.
You know Ravan? He was worshipper of Lord Shiva. And he gave his head in fire sacrifice. And she became so happy and he gave him ten heads. Always he was very pleased with Ravan. But when Ravan stolen away Sita and he became opposite to Ram, in opposition. And then what became? At once, Shankar Mahadev, he left Ravan and he was killed. In battle, he never supported Ravan. You know, Kans, Bhasmasur, or so many worshiping Shankar. And Shankar can't give anything, even Krishna Prem. And they were worshipping. But they became offender of Krishna, Aram, then Shankar. At once he left them. And they were killed. So our whole, if you want to be a good devotee, our relation should be on that. Our honor to Vaishnava and Guru Bhai will depend how much he has faith in Gurudev and Vaishnava, and how he is so much advanced devotee. Not like that he is my god brother, even he is doing offensing, and even he is my god brother and he is superior to all. Never. Anyone in our family, Gaur family, is chanting and remembering. However, it may be that he may be our Nityananda family, Janava family, Shyamananda family, Narottam family, anyone. But we should honor according to their qualification. And centralizing their relation to Krishna. If you want to. Anyone, bosom friend, bosom of bosom, But it is not in Krishna consciousness. It has nothing to do with it. If you have friendship, then what will be? You will be degraded. So you should, what it has been told in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has told in this song, you should try to follow who are like Krishastha Bhakta. It is very helpful. All doubts will go away. Nothing to think anything. You should follow. You should.
Yes.
You are so expert. Everything explained?
No, there's a few more verses. His deeds are sweet, his acts of deliverance, that is, his liberating his devotees and demons are sweet, his love sports are sweet, his yawning is sweet, and even his chastisements are sweet. His garland of Gunja is sweet, his garland is sweet, his Jamuna river is sweet, her waves and her water and her lotuses are all sweet. The gopis are sweet, Krishna's all pastimes are sweet, his paraphernalia and ornaments are sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, and his embrace is sweet. So everything about him is all sweet because he is the embodiment of sweetness. His cows are sweet, his coward boys are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet.
His mother is sweet.
Mother is sweet.
And his all sakhis are sweet. All friends are sweet.
And his defeating of demons is also sweet. Everything is sweet about him, because he is the essence of all sweetness.
If you want to be sweet, what should you do? You should serve that sweet. For whole life you will be sweet. Gaur Praman.
अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो. यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्याजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमामशर भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमते कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते
भागवतम दशम स्कंध 44 चैप्टर again you should come along me. Oh, we should go to Mathura. Krishna and Baldev are now Mathura, invited by Akrur, through Akrur. And there, Kansa wanted to kill him. He had made an arena, but Krishna when came, by hearing the drum sound, with so many boys, and he wanted to enter in the arena, but Kuballya appeared, wanted to kill her. Quickly he finished and entered the arena, took the tusk of that elephant, some drops of
blood.
A very beautiful looking, like two
baby lions.
No fear at all, no fear. They entered in the arena where Charuna Mustik and others were. And at once finished Charuna Mustik and jump up the... he wanted to jump. And when he was going to finish Charuna Mustik, then Nanda Baba was there. Vasudeva was there. Deki was brought there. Ugrasen Maharaj. From jail he was brought there. All were fearing so much. Now Krishna will be finished because he is a baby boy. And Baldev is also like baby, and they will finish here. And they took Krishna and Baldev Prabhu forcibly, Charuna and Musti, and wanted to wrestle with them. At that time, the wives of Yadavas of Mathura, they stood up and they were telling that here Kali has come and Adharma has come.
Irreligion. Here irreligion.
Has come. We shouldn't be here. And if we are here, then we are admitting these things. We should not admit. Otherwise, sin will come also to us. So we should give up all these places. Oh, gopis are so fortunate. We are unfortunate. Krishna really is so beautiful in the whole world. Essence of all the beauties, all the madhurya, sweetness in Krishna. But we are unfortunate. We are seeing Krishna and Baldev here. But he is now going to wrestle with these demons. He is some angry, pushing them and bite like this, in beer rush. Like a lion in cage, here we are seeing. But oh, if Krishna is in Vrindavan, Kupijas, how fortunate. Punyavata prajabhuo. Yadang Nelinga Gurha Puran Puruso Banachitra Malya Gapalayan Sahapalaso Karyan Sabenu Vikri Anchati Giritri Ramarchitam. Have you this book, Swamiji? Prem Prayojan?
Swami has.
No, you have not. Ach, no. Punyavat Prajipu. In this world, Braj Bhumi is certainly higher than any place and so glorious. Why? Because Krishna is here, Vrindavan. And especially, not only due to Krishna, due to gopis, among them Srimati Radhika is there. See, the essence of everything. She is the essence of Krishna Madhurya, everything, beauty and everything, sweetness. Srimati Radhika is the essence of all. So, in whole three worlds, Prajabhumi is what?
Superior,
topmost. Where? Nirlinga Gurha Purana Purusho Banachitra Malyaha. In a hidden way, secretly, O Purana Purush, Supreme Personality of Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigrahana Dhirad Govinda. She is moving here and there, walking and playing with boys like friends, with bridges, ladies like son, mother, this relation, everywhere. Gaha Palayan, always is nursing and supporting cows. Ga means so many meanings, all senses. That is why he is Rishikesh. He is called Rishikesh. And cows, Vedas, religious, knowledge, all concepts. So Krishna is always supporting, nursing all. Sahabala, Vithabala Dev Prabhu. Karvansha Venu, playing on sweet Venu. And by this, by sweet Venu, attacking whole world. And Vikri Anchati, always playing in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Barsana. Namami Swaram. Sachidananda Rupa Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajaman O Namami Iswaram Sachidananda Rupa Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajaman Jasoda Bhirolu Kaladhavamanam Paramishta Matyan Tato Dutya Gopya O Namami Swaram Satyananda Rupa Lakarandaram Gokule Rajanam. Oh, always playing here and there, like boys, not like God. Like 400 Krishna, like Dwarka and Mathura. Girita, here Shankar, Brahma, Rama, Lakshmi himself wants to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, but he has no chance. See the other side of Yamuna in Belband. Lakshmi even. He was charmed with Krishna and he left his husband Narayan in Vaikuntha and she came with a greed that I must be in Vrindavan, playing in and dancing and singing in Rasleela. But she was just stopped by Yogamaya. Oh, you cannot come. First you will have to be gopi and then married with any gop and then you can come. Otherwise no. Oh, there is a very big problem. I cannot change my husband. I am Brahmani. Then you should be here. No entrance at all. So even they want to worship but they have no chance. Shankar wanted to worship that Krishna. He was tricky somewhat. he came on the border of Vrindavan. And he was worshipping Jogmaya. Jogmaya came, what do you want? Then, oh mother Jogmaya, I want to see Vrindavan dance of Krishna Ras. Oh, have you done anything for this? No, I have not done anything. Then quickly he took that Shankar and he drowned in Brahmakunda there. And then he came, when he came out, he became a very beautiful gopi, teeny age of 16 years. And then he told that you should be here and see. And when Ras was going, today no interest so much, no utsa.
Enthusiasm.
No. Krishna told, Gopi was telling that, why there is some defect, any bijatiya prasna has come. Bijatiya?
Unqualified.
Unqualified. Outsiders have come. Then began to search. At last they saw that in a grove, any new gopi was there. And they caught hold of that. Who are you? What is your name? But Jogmaya never gave him any name. What is the name of your husband? Or she was not married with any gopi. Who is your father? Jogmaya has not given all these things. He cannot give any answer of any question. And then all gopi began to and his cheek was so swollen. And he began to, oh, Jogmaya, save me so. Then at once Jogmaya came and requested Krishna and gopi, oh, he is my disciple. Please be
merciful.
Then he became Gopeshwar Mahadev. Then, from very far away, he saw the Raj, otherwise nothing. So Krishna is so higher. So your Gurudev has given relation to that Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha. You are so fortunate. Only this is the way, by chanting this Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri, having the relation with Krishna, you can be gopi and then you can go to Braj, otherwise no way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, also to all, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all siksha, he has told like this. You are so fortunate to come in this line. So don't be weak, never be. Many, so many problems will come. But be like Himalaya, Everest, like Alps, not to go in there. Always serving Krishna. There are also glorifying. Guptas tapas kim acharan jada musmarupa. Lavanya sar asamodhananya siddham. Drigbhi pivantam savabhinamam durapa ekantadham jasasa sriya aishwaryasya. Oh, what gopis are so fortunate. What they have done in past life. What sacrifices. What tapa, astorage is that. If we will know, they are telling themselves that we must do that. Do you know what the gopis had done in past that they have become the gopi? Oh, nothing. They are kayabhu of Radhika.
Bodily manifestation
of Radhika. Not any siddha. And some of all there, so thousands of birth, lakhs and lakhs birth. Gopal mantra and this Kam Gayatri mantra by these. In Dandakaranya here and there. Left birth. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and he told that in a one birth you can do. Be like that. you will have not to do so much practice of less and less work. That is why he sent Rupa Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and others to Swamiji, that if you want to be like that, or you will have not to do so much austerities like they did in Dandakaranya here and there. And one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in a glance and they became like, oh, Krishna, 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 Radhe, Radhe, they began to do. So you are so fortunate. But be fortunate. Be fortunate. Try to be. So they are telling you, certainly gopilas, glorious in the whole world, that they are tasting the honey of beauty, lavanya. It may be anyone black, no hot, but there is lavanya.
Luster coming from within. Luster coming from within.
Like
pearls.
This is beauty. Krishna was blackish. But what was the lavanya sar? Beauty coming from inside the body. That in India we tell like pani, mukh par pani hai. Mukh par pani means lavanya. Ananya siddham, no use of ornaments or garments. Beautiful. Nothing. If a spot of ink will be here and there, oh, very beautiful, more beautiful. If dust of cow's feet is covered, oh, less powder, very more beautiful, more. If Krishna is naked, oh, more beautiful. In any way. So, they are telling, gopis always drinking the sweetness, that nectar of all these things. Durapame ekanta dham jasasa yashvai. Who is he? He is the abode of all yasa. Glory. Fame, glory. Shia of beauty. Aswarjasa, all kinds of opulence, sweetness, mercy, everything Krishna. So you should try to know that your tumhara wo bhajaniya hai, worshipable deity, is not a very sadharan, ordinary person. No. They are telling that, oh, Gopiraj, most worshipable of us, that taking all the beauty like honey, but here what we are, Krishna is surrounded by so many enemies. And here he is some hot, angry mood, wrestling with others. We are not fortunate to see Krishna like gopis. Gopis are so glorious that always their minds and tongue is the chariot of Krishna. How that telling? Jadohane mahanane matano palepa prankhankhanar bhirudito kshanamajjanad gayanti chainam manuraktati o yasru kantho dhanna brajasriya urukrama chitta jana. How gopis? You should try to follow them. Jadohane, when they are making little cows, what is they are doing? Govinda damo dharma sreti. Govinda damo dharma sreti. Vahanane, with musal and okhal. What?
Mortar.
They are doing like this. Clearing rice, wheat, any grain. And they are doing it, right? With tal. As if when it goes down like mridanga. And that these bracelets like karthal, very sweet. And they are singing very sweet. Govinda dama deki, Govinda dama dharma dhaveti, Govinda dama dharma dhaveti, Govinda dama dharma dhaveti. Oh, plenty of milk which has been made like dadhi.
Yogurt.
And in big vessels. And they are what? Sharding. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhaveti. No problem at all. No problem. Nothing problem. Only remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And always doing this. Mathano palepa. They are observed in singing. Even Krishna comes, but they don't remember. Don't see Krishna. And then Krishna talks, oh maya, maya, maya. What? Oh, tu ka kar rahi? What you are doing? Tears coming out of love and affection. And all the hair standing, heart melting. So all are doing like this. Mathano, palepa, upalepan. They are brimming their houses. By hands. Hands is working. But mind is also working. What doing? And then Govinda Dhamo Rathma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Rathma Dhaveti. Oh, there are some boys. Oh, they are weeping. Mother, mother. And they took at once. And they were doing like what?
Patting them.
Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Not telling that you should sleep. You should sleep. Not like that. Not telling any stories. Often.
Nulla
bhai. Nulla bhai are only doing that. And hearing this in a very good tune, the boys used to, children used to sleep. And they're skipping again, churning. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Anurakta Dhiyo. Their heart was partly absorbed in Krishna Chintan. Remember. Anurakta Dhiyo Ashru Kantha. Ashru.
Tears.
Noise. Continuous. And Kantha. The soaked voice. Dhanya Prajastya. They are telling, oh, glorious deeds. Gopis, all Brajbala, all gopis are so glorious. Dhanya means
fortunate.
So we are not fortunate. We are not seeing Krishna in this way. We cannot do here. Urukrama chitta jana. Urukram, that Krishna always sitting very happily on the throne or any chariot of Krishna Gopi's mind, always. Are Gopis are sitting on the throne of Krishna mind always. Krishna always remembers. Why? Where the bhakta will sing, he must be there. So Krishna always there. So in mind of Krishna, all gopis are always. How fortunate. Again, Pratah Vrajata Vrajata Avishatasya Sayam Gobhi Shamang Kwaniyato Ashani Samyabhinam Nirgamya Turnam Abalapati Bhuripanna Pashyanti Sasmitamukham Sadayabalukam. Oh, how fortunate go. In very morning, at about 9, when Krishna coming from his house, Yashoda house, with less and less friends and less cows, and he is going to forest to cowherd, then they sometimes on their top of houses, in front of their jangla khirki, window, sometimes standing on their door, sometimes in groves of the gardens, here and there. Very anurakta, very absorbed to Krishna, and they are taking darshan of Krishna. And when Krishna is returning from cowherd in the evening, all are seeing Krishna and so happy. And Krishna what doing? Sometimes they come so nearer and he touches with his murli or vina there. And taking their all horse, he comes to Braja. And then Yashoda Maiya what doing?